Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, December 16th, 2011. We're almost done with this year, but we still got a lot of exciting news. This morning while I was just pulling up my note sheet to start recording the podcast, new news kept coming in. I'll just tease a little bit right off the bat. LEGO this week announced two new lines. It's new girl lines, LEGO Friends and Lord of the Rings. All this and more after movies. Last weekend at the box office, as predicted, New Year's Eve came in number one with $13 million, which is less movie than less money than anticipated. The Sitter was number two with $9.9 million. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, number three, $7.8 million. The Muppets, $7 million. And Arthur Christmas rounded out the top five, amazingly, at $6.5 million. New at the box office this week, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Shipwrecked, Young Adult, Corman's World, and a bunch of other movies in limited release you probably won't necessarily see at a theater near you. But if you drive a little bit, or you wait till Netflix about a year from now, maybe you will? Who knows? But there's a lot of stuff coming out, basically, is what I'm getting at. In the news, Andy Serkis was voted for Best Supporting Actor by the Critics' Choice Awards for his portrayal of Caesar in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is odd because it was really kind of a starring role more than a supporting role, but, you know, what do I know? Just because the chimp drove the movie, was on the poster, and had all the action, you know. Deadline Hollywood has a story about a new R-rated stop-motion animation comedy called Hell and Back, which will be starring Nick Swardson and T.J. Miller, which is a heck of a combination of people and genres. T.J. Miller is a really funny dude. He's on Doug Loves Movies a lot, the podcast, as well as a variety of major films, including Cloverfield and Yogi Bear and other stuff. So I'm excited. A lot of trailers were released this week. G.I. Joe Retaliation has ninjas and explosions and The Rock and Bruce Willis with a truck and guns. And if nothing else, it makes me want to go out and buy toys. And there won't be any new G.I. Joe toys till later. Yeah, so you get to wait. Men in Black 3, Battleship, The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen, and some other trailers also hit this week, so it's a big week for the future. Comedian Louis C.K. released a new stand-up comedy special as a direct download to fans last week. MP4, DRM-free for $5. You can put it on a USB drive and play it on your Xbox. Or I did, anyway. It's pretty good. He fronted a ton of money to have a special that he would shoot and edit himself, and then instead of airing it on pay cable, he'd sell it direct to the fans for $5 a whack. And in the first few days, he claims to have sold 110,000 copies, which my math tells me is working just fine for him, which is a heck of a neat idea. I mean, not everybody can do this, of course. If you've got a legion of fans, you can kind of do this kind of stuff, but most people aren't going to do it. But as far as the future of music and entertainment in general goes, that's pretty interesting, because you no longer need someone to press a DVD or air it on cable. The BBC has a report up saying that they found two of over 100 missing Doctor Who episodes. These are from the late 1960s, and they turned up in a private collection. The BBC used to tape over its old programs, that's AMMES, because it's British, to save and reuse videotape. They didn't fully understand the future of syndication and the fact that, you know, you can sell this stuff on DVD. Howard Stern actually joined NBC's America's Got Talent as a judge, assuming this isn't a joke. He'll be replacing Piers Morgan, and I'm not sure what this means since I don't watch the TV all that much unless the show is funny or has a lightsaber in it, or is Beavis or Butthead, but, you know, that's me. Paramount Pictures has a new logo debuting this week. It'll be showing up first in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which is getting some pretty good reviews because it's directed by Brad Bird, and you like Brad Bird, don't you? Oh, wait, was it Andrew Stanton or Brad Bird? It was a Pixar guy. Brad Bird, I'm pretty sure. Let me check.